Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.
I'm wide awake.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today we have a very cool guest from Lake of the Ozarks. Her name is Ozark Seer, and she is amazing. She is a certified professional tarot reader, and she's also professional. She's got radio and TV shows, and she's also a licensed minister. I love how she says that she's accurate and that she's guested on several weekly television shows. That's pretty exciting. And she works with very honest, accurate information, and she provides good service and support. And, you know, she really takes time with you. She just takes time to see the individual, to see the person And so that's one of the reasons I really love working with Ozark Sears, because she's just so sweet and sincere, and she tells it like it is. She definitely has that energy about her, which I'm very excited. So she is a professional tarot reader, and she's also a professional licensed minister who gives great support. You can call in and ask us a question at 347-237-5339. That's our call-in number. And I'm going to bring Ozark Seer live and have her tell you how she can get a hold of you, how you can get a hold of her, preferably. And I just saw a quote that Ozark Seer actually posted on Facebook, which I think is really cool. She posted, "In the end, you'll know which people really love you. They're the ones who see you for you, for who you are, and no matter what, always find a way to be at your side." So I think that's really huge, because that really says that no matter what, they don't judge you. And I think that's something that in our job, you know, we have to look at that too. So anyway, with that being said, I'm going to bring Ozark Seer live now. Welcome to the show, Ozark Seer.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like your quote you posted on Facebook.
Oh, I love that one. And, you know, I mean, none of us lead an undifficult life. And, you know, we may give up on people at times. We may give up on ourselves. We may give up on many things. But the people that do love you don't judge you. Love is patient. Love is kind. It bears no wrong, you know. And the people that do love you, they stay, even though we go through all these phases of change in our life. And don't take those people for granted. I mean, those are the ones that, you know, are meant to be with you.
That's right. That's right. I love how you quoted love is patient and love is kind, because it's so true. And, you know, it doesn't judge. It just loves you. You might not love the situation, but you love the person. And I think that that is very huge.
Yes, it definitely is. It's one of the best things you can give somebody, unconditional love.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with that.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be here today. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing absolutely wonderful, and I'm happy you're here as well. I always love having you on my show, and I was really sorry the last time that we had to kind of rebook you, but I'm absolutely glad you're here and you're okay and that you got through that horrible, you know, not feeling well, because I know that was hard for you.
Oh, yes. We all have those days. I'm not very lovable when I don't feel well.
Well, none of us are when we don't feel well, but a lot of, you know, healing thoughts and energies, you know, will obviously bring us back to where we need to be and what we need to do. So I just love the quote of love, how we started and how everything is. And, you know, I love what you do, the ministry and the honesty and everything that, you know, is just brought up in you is beautiful. If people want to get a hold of you, how can they find you?
They are more than welcome to come to Facebook. Everybody has Facebook these days, so just look up Ozark Seer.
Ozark Seer on Facebook. Perfect.
Ozark space Seer. I'm pretty
wonderful.
Easy to find.
Ozark Seer, yeah. And you've done a lot of TV work and a lot of radio work, and that's really exciting.
I enjoy it. I do. And it's something that helps me reach more people, and it helps me help more people ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can help someone just by them seeing you and what you do on TV, and it's striking home with them. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that does apply to me. Oh, I can make my life better. How? The big topic of today until the end of the month and probably the week after is going to be the new year. What does new year bring for me? What can I do to have a better new year? And I read something about a poll somewhere that was taken that people think next year is not going to be as good, or they think that it'll be better because this year was so bad. But, I mean, too often we get so focused on what we have or have not that we forget that, you know, we're still able. We forget what remains to be accomplished.
Yes, that's so true. We often do forget that, or we often forget about, you know, what accomplishments we can make, you know, through everything, you know, like just because you have one or two or five or ten things going on, it doesn't mean that accomplishments can't be made or things can't change. You're accomplishing something every day, or that, you know, even though they take a poll, well, the new year's going to be bad, you could make it the best year of your life.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, it's a changing time we're in right now. Very, very difficult time for a lot of people. And, you know, having someone to talk to, having someone to ask your questions to, having someone to bounce your ideas off of, that can be a very valuable tool that you can help somebody with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important to have someone to talk to around the holidays when, you know, you're stuck and you're going through all of this stuff and you just feel like it's mud and you don't think that you're going to get to the other side of it. But every single one of us can get through to the other side of it. You know, sometimes we just need a little encouragement and a little bit of help. And I love how you do that too. How did you get started doing these kinds of things? What brought you into this?
Well, actually, I was always gifted, but it wasn't until after my car accident where I passed briefly and was brought back that I totally gave up on my own life and said, okay, Lord, just guide me where I'm supposed to be. And then everything just kind of fell into an order. You know, I didn't really have any control over the order. I was military 1 minute, the next minute waking up in a hospital saying, who am I? Dedicating myself, and then homeless, and then all of a sudden everything just kind of fell into place like little checkers lineup.
Oh, my goodness. That is a lot really fast. So it just lined up and showed you, okay, well, wow. So when you were in your car accident, did something happen? Did you have an experience when that happened?
Oh, yeah. I actually wrecked at a cemetery. I know you remember, Amanda. And I broke the corner tombstone with my head. Her name was Elizabeth. And I saw myself being transported. I seen my body. I seen the car. I seen the other kids in the car. I saw myself being transported to this room that was like white fog. And it had a little gold-looking handle, like the door had been opened for me, but it wasn't really a door, you could see, just a handle outline. And to my right was this little tunnel that looked like a bunch of opals swirling around in the sunlight. I wasn't meant to go down the tunnel. I was in this waiting room, and keep in mind, I'm a 17-year-old recently emancipated military kid. I have about the patience the size of a walnut, okay? But I was content to be patient in this waiting room, and that is totally not like me. I am not a patient person at that time anyway. I've learned a lot over the years. But, you know, and because of that, when I was brought back too, I remember being madder than all get up that the paramedics brought me back because there wasn't any pain, there wasn't any sorrow, there wasn't any of that in this area. But somebody came down the tunnel and gave me a message that I do not remember. And then I woke up, and when I woke up, I was really upset that I'd been woken up because all of a sudden I was back on Earth and it hurt. And there was pain and there was sadness and there was worried-looking people around me. And I still to this day hate helicopters. Hate them. But, you know, and after that, you know, it took me a while to get my sorts together because I didn't know who I was or where I came from or what my past was. And there's still a lot of that I don't have back to this day. And I still have a very short-term memory loss issue. But after that, I just kind of tossed my hands up in the air and said, okay, Lord, that's the only thing I want. The only thing I did remember, I said, Lord, please help me, guide me, show me what I'm supposed to do. I give up control of my life because there's no point in controlling this mess anyway. I give up. Just show me what you want me to do. And I went through a homeless period because, well, we won't go there. People are strange sometimes. And I ended
up... You went through a lot there. It was a very tough time for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But I think that the message for you was really, really huge, and I want you to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, something that you said really, you know, touched me there. You woke up and you were still in pain, but you said, this is a mess, and I'm just going to let you show me where you want me to be, Lord. Out of that, what I really got is, wow.
Here's the steering wheel, Lord. You take over for a while. You stop where I'm supposed to stop, and you show me. Show me the path. I mean, it was just the most honest moment I think I've ever had in my whole life. Just getting to a point where you're like, okay, I can't control this mess anyway. Show me where I need to go, what I need to do. And, you know, he did. I mean, the day I met my husband, I moved in. We been together 13 years, 14 almost. The day I met him, I moved in. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's amazing.
And I found my teacher shortly thereafter, and she taught me for free before she got really jealous of me because I did too well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, she gave me lots of wise advice, lots of knowledge, you know. And I started putting that knowledge to work. I used to sit there at Walmart. I was always gifted my whole life, though. I always had a gift, but I denied it. I had always ran from it. I was part Mennonite, part Amish, part Southern Baptist, part Presbyterian. You get the drift here, right?
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Non-denominational, the whole kit and caboodle. I went
right
through it all. And, you know, gifts were shunned. They thought you were crazy. And I wasn't crazy. But, you know, I just found my teacher, found my place, you know, had my son, started working with it. I used to sit at Walmart on my breaks. I worked there several years. And I would read everybody in the break room, and I'd have lines. And this one gal got up. I told her, watch out, she's going to sprain her ankle. She got up from the table, fell, knocked the table over on herself, sprained her ankle. I mean, just that instantly. And, you know, I mean, now I have hundreds of thousands and hundreds of thousands, probably a million or more experiences working with this professionally. And, you know, the greatest gift you can give someone is the ability to help themselves. You know, the whole, you can teach a man to fish and he'll eat forever, or you can give him a fish and he'll eat for one day. I'd rather teach him a fish. I might give him the fish too, but he's going to catch it first.
You right. Know? They have to catch it first so that they
I might
can
help with
experience.
The catching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, everybody's got to fish their own fish. I mean, you got to find your path, your true calling. And, you know, if you're unhappy this year, if you're unhappy with your present path, if you're unhappy with the way your life seems, you have the ability at this particular moment to say, this is not how the story ends. I can change things. And that's
mm-hmm.
what gets people like you and I do, Amanda. We help people find the strength to be able to change things, to make their reality better, to make their future brighter, to make healthier choices for a healthier lifestyle. And we do it without judging people. You don't have to be afraid when you come into a room with me or a chat with me. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care. You know, I'm there to help you, not judge you. I will show you
right.
Love. You can come into my chat box and rant and rave at me, and I will try to help you through it. And at the
mm-hmm.
end of that chat, even if you have dirty things to say about me, I will know in my heart I still helped you because you took
right.
that frustration out on me instead of someone important to you. And you vented. Sometimes people just
That's
need a
powerful.
Person to vent with.
Yes, they do. And then it helps them to find their way, and it shows them, you know, where they're going and what they're doing and where they need to be, which is really huge. And sometimes that's just what they need. They need to vent and rant and rave and say something so that, you know, their emotions come out and they're seen.
And then they have the ability to see things clearer because they finally got stuff off their chest.
Exactly.
That was bothering them. And they didn't have to take it out on a family member or someone to do it. You know?
Well, they didn't do an oops and take it out on someone that they felt really bad that they would take it out on, because then they're talking about it and they're working
okay.
through it. I love how you were talking about how you'll just sit with people and talk with them and work them through each individual problem and show them kind of the guideline and the guidance of, you know, where they're going. That's great.
Ultimately, the choice relies on each of us, though, to change our lives. Through talking with me, I'm not changing your life. You are. I will lay out
right.
what I see. I will lay out what I'm shown. I will give you your options, but it's up to you to make and act upon that choice. The responsibility of your life decisions rest on you. I mean, ultimately, you're the one who has to live with it, right?
That's right. Those people have to live with themselves after they walk what pathway they choose. Like, we could sit and say, well, you know, if you go this way, it's going to be really great and you're going to be really happy. If you go this way, it's going to not be so pretty. And I've had people say, well, it wasn't pretty, and you told me Well, yeah, you know, I had faith in it, but also, you know, you walked that, and, you know, it's a very interesting thing. And then also I've had things where it's like, well, you should walk this, and it's awesome, and then they're like, well, that was a bad experience, but I learned. And it's like, well, you know, you got to experience feelings of, you know, what's not so good when you go down that path, you know, because you went down that path and you felt it, and you go, yikes, I'll never do that again.
True. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, we choose our path. But the thing is we can let them know, like, you know, this path isn't easy, but it's totally worth it. It's like a
exactly.
shot. A little pain now for a lot less later.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather get a shot in the arm and hurt for a couple of days and get polio.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Or smallpox. I mean, sometimes we have to go through those little pain now for a lot less later experiences. Sometimes there's no getting around it. And all you can tell them is, look, you know, you're in a tough place right now, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's going to last for a little while. But once you break through this, you're going to come out stronger, wiser, and better than before. And I know it's hard for you right now. I know you're struggling, you know, and there's no easy way out. But you know what? You just need to focus on the solution, not the problems, so you can get through it quicker. If you go into change, kicking and screaming, you only prolong the negativity of it. If you go into it saying, okay, I'm stuck here right now, but I can change this, but it's going to take a little while, you get through it a lot quicker.
Wow, that's true. That's very true, because change really helps the person to see where they're going down the path and all of that. That's
change
very true. If you go in it with
true.
An easier, with an eased mind, it's a little easier than going in with a full mind.
Right. Change is the only truth, the only constant. Everything changes every second of every day. You change. Your skin cells change. Your hair changes. It's things you don't see, but you do. And, you know, if we go into change just, oh, I'm not doing this, kicking and screaming, it makes the negative last longer. That's all it does. It makes it harder on us. If we can relax that concept and say, okay, this is where I'm at now. This is where I want to be. How do I get from where I am now to where I want to be? Oh, I need to change this, this, and this. Well, this, and this is not easily changed. So it's going to take some time. But you know what? At least I see the light at the end of the rainbow now. At least I see what I'm working towards instead of all these problems only.
Mm-hmm. That's
kind of how I
look. There's working through all those problems one little thing at a time. You just work one each step, one, two, three, and then you're...
And change does get easier over time. We do get stronger. Life doesn't get easier. We just get stronger and learn how to deal with it better and make healthier choices. You know. Nobody goes
Absolutely.
Into... Nobody becomes responsible of their own accord. They go into it with what happened. You know? Responsibility.
Yeah, and responsibility is huge when you take that on and you work with that. And I feel like you've probably shown a lot of people through radio and TV experiences that they'll identify with and say, wow, I can take responsibility. You know, she wasn't scared to do that, and it is okay.
Yeah, every experience we have, we're meant to have. I mean, some we cause ourselves, but we're still meant to have them to learn and grow from them. There's a difference between choice and consequence. If I make this choice, consequences will be this. If I make that choice, consequences
Absolutely.
Will be that. And they both
That's
go
really
hand
cool.
in hand.
That's
Does
very
that
true. So for you, what was your first experience with working with a person? I know you don't go into detail about your clients, but what I'm saying to you is, did you have an experience that really touched you with people, like, you know, maybe something you ministered to someone about without, you know, of course, protecting the innocent? Was there a moment or a guidance or a vision that you had that really stood out to you with all the people you work with?
I have had many visions and moments, but the ones that stand out to me the most, as much as I hate to say this, is I'm a focus on the positive person, is you know, losing my best friend and her child after working with them. Seeing
that's
it
really
happen,
tough.
Trying to prevent it happening, even calling the police, cooking a Thanksgiving dinner, and it's still happening. Sometimes we can't change what we see as much as we try. But on the other hand, I have had one positive that I did change along similar lines, that, you know, they were going to drive to a hurricane zone when Katrina
oh.
hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them, I talked them out of taking that trip. And they were from a coastline, I won't say where, but I talked them out of taking that trip, and they lived. And then they found out the next day that they would have been at Katrina at the time it hit. I mean, you lose some and you win some. But one word of advice here, when you do change something like that, someone's still got to pay the piper, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
There's a karmic imbalance there, because you stepped over a line, and so the piper still has to be paid. But because it's not your piper, so to speak, you don't have to pay as bad. The day that this all happened, I actually almost got, you know, wrecked three times on the way home from a 50-mile trip. It was insane. And there were dead birds everywhere. And my aunt had just given me
a
bird.
Oh, my goodness.
And I hate birds. I don't hate birds, but I hate dead birds and stuff like that.
You just aren't a, you know, you aren't a, oh, my goodness, it's a dead animal. You weren't in that mood.
No.
You know, I'm the same way. I my heart breaks when animals cross over. I mean, I know that they need to cross over if they're really sick. And what I do with that energy is I just pray them, you know, to find peace, like find light. It's not very easy for me to see anything cross over like that. Now, human beings, I've gotten where I can pray, you know, sort of pray for them, and that's cool. But it's still, you know, it's a very saddening moment. I'm sure you've done the
it's
same.
It's a very intense moment, too. Very intense.
I mean, it's very healing, but it's also very hard. And, you know, sometimes we can pick up on that pain and that hurting. And I know you got through your pain through just prayer. I can just tell that the way you got through your car accident and knowing what you know is through prayer. I really feel that strongly about you, too.
I did. I mean, one minute I was in the military, and the next I was in a helicopter strapped down. There's nothing more sobering about your life than that moment. I mean,
yeah, I can imagine.
That's one of those things that you never come out the same from. You really don't.
Well, that was I admire you for putting out all the energy and work that you do, and for ministering to all these people and doing what you do, you know, for a living. That's the admirable part. That's the huge part, that you can take something that happened that was so hard and turn it into something very positive. I know the holidays are very hard for people, too, and like you said, having someone to talk to is very huge. So I just really commend you and everything that you're doing, you know, and it just fills my heart with joy.
Well, thank you, Amanda. You too. You do it as well.
Thank you.
You reach out, touch people, and you inspire them, and you help them be the healthier people they can be.
We both do. We make a great team. We're like sisters. So what else would you like to talk about and share with our listeners today?
Well, the new year is just around the corner. Set your New Year's resolutions. Set them where they're not necessarily the easiest to achieve, but they're not impossible either. A lot of people say, I'm going to quit smoking for New Year's. You know, I've done it too, and I still smoke. Set a realistic New Year's expectation, something that is attainable for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not something that you feel you have to, or feel is impossible, so you're setting your sights too high. Although it is good to have a little high set goal, you know, but not necessarily to the point where it becomes impossible or strenuous on your day-to-day activity. You know, my New Year's resolution, I want to switch the living and dining room out this year. Clean them up.
Oh, there you go.
That's attainable. Is it going to be easy? Oh, no. We lived in this house for 12 years. You kidding me? We still have boxes in the garage we haven't unpacked. You know? Not going to be easy. But is it attainable? Yes.
Absolutely. You know? That's really cool. Yeah, so it's something that you can strive for and do and work with, and so you're happy and set with yourself. Very good information.
You know, and the New Year's just around the corner. In the year ahead, we're going to have a new president. We're going to have new laws. Some of the laws have already been approved. They just haven't gotten them ironed out yet. It's definitely, we're on this crutch or this cusp of a new dawn. And, you know, hopefully this new dawn is going to be everything we want it to be and more. But, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, there's still going to be
some... It's setting the goals and setting yourself into that and, you know, setting it up. I love that. Thank you for telling the listeners to do that. I would encourage everybody to do that.
A lot of people think, okay, well, this new year I'm going to lose 100 pounds. Okay, well, is that really a healthy goal? That'd be like almost 10 pounds a month. We'll say 95. 90, or no, that'd be 9.5 pounds a month. That would be an attainable goal. But if you drop it all in the first 6 weeks, you start using that treadmill again, it's not so healthy for you, is it?
That's very true. See, that's a good point. You made a very huge, you know, a very huge impact there by saying, you know, set something that is realistic up for you, that's a very healthy goal, you know, that you can maintain.
Not something impossible, but not something easy either.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot of people get disappointed because, well, I said last year I was going to do this and I couldn't do it. Well, how high of a goal did you set for yourself? You know, it's like quitting smoking. First you taper back, and then you taper more, and then you taper more, and finally you quit, right? I quit for 3 years. A lot of people can't do it cold turkey because it's an addiction, right? And that's also when you go to set your New Year's goals, think about, okay, what would prevent me from being able to accomplish this goal? Is this a realistic goal? For example, if you're going to quit smoking, no, it's an addiction. It has addicting chemicals in it. So once you start to quit, you know, you may be a little irritable, cranky. You might have to take lots of showers, you know, because there's one thing you can do to help you. You might consider cutting back. Instead of saying, I'm going to quit this New Year, say, you know what, for right now, I'm going to set my New Year's resolution at 5 less a day.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
You know? And keep that goal. You can keep that goal, you know. Anything you can do to better your life. This New Year's, I want to spend more time with my kids. All right, well, I work a lot and I get tired, but I could fit a schedule in at least 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day at this block of time regularly. Yeah, I know after work I got to get home and cook dinner for the kids and get them ready for school and this, that, and the other, but I can at least give them this window. Or maybe you can't do it every day. Maybe it's one day a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set realistic goals that not only benefit you, but the people around you.
So that they're all on the same page and everybody's working in consistency with the other person.
Yep.
Very
everybody
cool. We're
going to
take a really... Go ahead.
Everybody in my household really needs to have a team effort.
Yes. Everybody on the same page, following the same routine in balance. That's very cool. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and take some callers. How about that?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, you are listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. My guest is Ozark Seer. You can find her over on Facebook as Ozark Seer. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and come right back. See you in just a minute. Our number is 347-237-5339. You can call in to speak to us. See you in a moment.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. If the words are not enough, with every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to WGGM Radio, and I'm your host every Monday at the same time, 11 a.m. Central. Our guest today is Ozark Seer, and we're going to take some callers. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and you can find Ozark Seer on Facebook. Welcome back to the show, Ozark Seer.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to have you back. We're going to go to our first caller here, which is area code 972. You're on with Amanda and Ozark Seer. How are you?
Well, Happy New Year, two of my favorite goddesses.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Audrey. How are you? Wow.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm loving you guys from the other
we
side.
We love
on the
you,
phone.
Too.
So, you know, we're all sisters, and I love the sisterhood that we celebrate and continue
Absolutely.
To celebrate between us, despite other people that kind of drop off on us. And that's okay. You know, we let them go in light and love, as Ozark said earlier. But, yeah, here's my question for you, for Ozark. You know, David, I'm curious about David. I want to leave me out of this and his New Year's. What you see for David and some New Year's good news, happy news, or changes. Well, I know you'll tell the truth, Ozark, so whatever it is. I just need to know what you see for David, my beloved David.
Right now, he's feeling everything's really unstable around him. He's feeling confused. He feels like he's not fully blending into the new situation as easily as what he had hoped to. And this is kind of causing some confusion and stress, and, you know, it may be kind of leaking into your relationship a little bit. However, you know, there is still a lot of luck in this in the year ahead. There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of potential. What's really important is not to make mountains over molehills, so to speak. You know, see that some of it's just venting and not take it personally. You know, try to be that understanding, caring-natured person that I know you are. And, you know, to gently just show them another way. I do see a career change coming up. You're looking at a month to 3 months from now. And that's going to help things stabilize a lot. That's going to really, you know, it'll be something he loves to do. Not like just, oh, gosh, I have to get up again in the morning and go to this job I hate. It won't be like that. It'll be, oh, yay, I get to go work someplace I like to work with people I like working around and in a good environment that's not too strenuous on me. You know, that will make a lot of positive changes for you in the year ahead, you know, for you both. And, you know, in the meantime, just try to not take everything so seriously. You know, I mean, people have to vent. They have to have that outlet. And you're his fiancé. You're the one that, you know, he really needs to be able to vent to without you taking it to heart. Because if you don't have each other, what do you have?
Yeah, and that's the scary part, and thank you for that, Ozark, is that he keeps saying how much he wants to go back to Texas and he's homesick, and I keep thinking that he wants to move back without me, but he says he won't go without me, but I'm not interested in going back there, at least not now.
Take a vacation and go see the family. He'll quickly remember why he's glad to be away.
That's what I suggested. I suggested a little vacation, a mini weekend with an extra day off work or something, you know. Yeah. Maybe that would help him. But
that
he's
help
going
a lot.
He is going through a lot of difficult times and was in the hospital or the doctors the day after Christmas, the day of Christmas, very sick. And we thought he had kidney stones, but turned out he didn't. Thank goodness he didn't have kidney stones, but the doctor gave him some muscle relaxers and prednisone stuff for his healing, you know. But I just feel, I'm listening to him, but I'm having a hard time, and so this gives me hope that there's light for him then coming in.
Is light for him coming in, Audrey, and he really does love you immensely, like Ozark was saying. And I agree with her. You should take a vacation to the family. He's not going to leave you. He wouldn't dare leave you and go back. And, you know, the two of you are growing in strength and in love. And it is hard because you pick up on his pain because you're sensitive. But you two love each other very much. I do know that.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, him being homesick, a quick cure for that is to go visit family for a while. After a few days, you're like, okay, I saw my family. I'm ready to go home now.
Yeah, that's what I think we should do, too. Maybe if I tell him if I go with him, that'll help, because I keep saying for him to go by himself.
Oh, definitely go with him. You got to be his support group.
Yeah, go with him.
Okay. Maybe that'll change his mind then. Maybe he will want to go if we,
you don't want to make him go by himself. I mean, you may have your own set of issues, but, you know, ultimately you're there to be his supportive influence.
I don't mind seeing his brother, but I'm not interested in his brother's wife for obvious reasons that we've all discussed before, for persecution reasons. So that's the only issue, the person I would want to stay clear away from, you know, stay away from her.
I want to go shopping at my favorite store. Why don't you go visit your brother for a little while I shop?
Exactly.
You can get me off and pick me up.
Yeah. Something like that sounds good. Well, thank you so much. So we're not breaking up then. It sounds like everything's going to work out. Okay, love you both. I want to listen to the rest of the show then. Love you
love
both.
Love you too, Audrey.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Mary Lou. You're on with Amanda and Ozark Sphere. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hi, Mary.
I wanted to ask about love. Do you see anything positive coming up for me?
Well, right now you have a lot of things going on in your life, and you may not have as much time to devote to love as what you'd hope to. I mean, there's kind of an imbalance as far as, you know, you've had a lot of positive changes, you've had a lot of stress, and because of this, you know, honestly, I'm seeing something in March as far as love goes for you, you know, and it's going to be something that falls into place in a relaxed style. It's not something you have to strive after or strain for. It's something that just kind of naturally happens. But until then, you have so many other responsibilities from what I'm shown that you really don't have time to develop things.
I don't have much time, but if you're building a slow friendship, then that would work.
Right.
But I am a person.
You're really looking at March, though. I mean, before you can really have a breakthrough in love and relationship.
So is it someone
who's self-employed?
Someone,
they Go ahead.
Would it be someone that I know?
No, I'm sorry. It's someone you'll soon meet within a month. But it's not someone from your past, and it's not someone around your present.
Okay. So the person that is around me, they never get their head out of their butt?
They are so self-focused on their own emotional crisis right now that by the time they would wake up and be ready, you will have already moved forward to somebody who was more ready for you, from what I'm shown.
Okay. Okay. Well, it makes... Yeah, it just, it's been so long, and I keep meeting people. I had a date that was just unbelievable. I mean, can men really be that bad? I mean, they look good, but they shouldn't open their mouth.
Well, you know, you're not looking for a shallow relationship. You're looking for one with depth, and, you know, it's worth the wait, honestly. And you'll never know what someone's like until you get to meet them and know them. And,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, take the good with the bad sometimes, and, you know, just gracefully let the bad move on to its own devices, you know, without necessarily judging it or putting it down. And sorry, we just don't have that connection I was looking for.
Yes.
You know, and it's not you, it's just, it didn't feel right to me.
Right, and I just don't waste my time if it doesn't feel right.
Right, but you should at least give them that explanation and let them know that, you know, for somebody, you'll be perfect. That way, for me, I'm looking for something a little different.
Yeah, someone that doesn't drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like one of those things that is the easiest to drive you crazy of all. But if it's real love, you know, you'll know because they're there anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
It was an honor to talk
to
you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, our next caller is area code 909. You're on with Amanda in Ozarks here. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Carol. And what I'm curious about is I've been having a lot of coughing, and I think it's my throat chakra opening up, and I'm supposed to speak my truth. What exactly is speaking the truth? I've always thought I've been a pretty authentic person. Is there something I'm hiding? I'm not sure.
How many times do you not take a stand for something because you're afraid that perhaps someone might take it wrong, get offended? How many times do you have to watch what you say because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings? When if you phrase it right, you can still speak your truth, but yet not cause damage. Speaking your truth means not letting things go by that are important to you. Because of the people around you, someone's feelings. I mean, that doesn't mean that you say it in a way that's going to hurt them, but you still say what you need to. And,
right.
You know, you may, like at work, if you see something, you might not say anything because you don't want to cause waves. Speaking your truth kind of puts all that to the side and says, okay, I need to say this without hurting anyone's feelings, but I still need to get it out because it's true.
Uh-huh. I've always been pretty good about that, though. I mean, I've been on the spiritual path and in the metaphysical world for years, and I'm, you know, most of my family, they look at me like I have three heads on my shoulders.
I know that feeling.
So I've always been pretty good. So I was just, yeah, anyway, wondering what, and how does 2014 look for me?
2014 is stable, although I see you teaming up with, like, two other people to start a new project later on in the year. And it's going to be a lot of responsibility for you. I don't know if you're going to start a website or something new. Like... What?
Hello?
Hi. Did I didn't hear what she said.
I didn't either.
I don't think she's here now.
Oh.
We lost her.
Oh, dear. I'll shook her back. Yes.
Hello?
Hello? I'm still here.
Okay. Huh. Is this Amanda? It seems my magnetic personality has struck yet again, and we are having problems with the telephone lines.
Yeah, we're still here. I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know, as far as, you know, 2014, you have this growth potential. You have this, you know, teaming up with two other people to start some new enterprise. And, you know, it's going to be important to keep the team involved, but it's also going to be important to have your little nick, so to speak, your little area of expertise, you
okay.
know, and it'll be complementary to two others. And each of you have your strengths, and, you know, it's really about teamwork here. You know, you do what's your strength, you refer to what's their strength. We all have different strengths. And so 2014 seems to be a month or a year of growth for you, and also a planning, preparation, starting a new career project, and learning that communication that's so integral to being a success for you and working
okay.
with others. And, you know, honestly, you know, you got to say what you need to say and do what you need to do and be clear from the get-go once they come to you with this plan. Definitely
okay.
a good opportunity for you for the year ahead. Honestly, I see the year ahead being more about finances and career growth for you. That's
good.
Your main focus. Everything else
very
is pretty
good.
Stable.
Okay, great. That sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
It is an honor.
Have a wonderful, happy new year.
You too.
That sounds like there's water.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We're back now. We've just had some technical difficulties. Are we ready to move on?
Yes.
All right. Our next caller is 011. You're on with Amanda and Ozark Seer. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amanda. Hi, Ozark.
Hi.
It's Sandra
hi there.
Here.
Nice to meet
hopefully
you.
Hopefully we have a good thing. Connection.
Yeah, we seem to be doing pretty good with the connection now. Go ahead and talk to Ozark and ask your question. I'm still here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just wondered, Ozark, what you see coming up for me in the next year.
Okay. Definitely be careful how much you do for others this year coming up because of the fact that I see someone around you who's a little younger who may kind of take advantage of you somewhat if you allow it to. And, you know, oh, I need money for this. I need help with this. I can't do this on my own. And they kind of come to you. And, you know, the word of caution here is don't do so much for others that you neglect your own needs or put yourself in a pinch. Definitely don't loan money out that you expect to have back by a certain time or you need. You know, try to keep everything there balanced and try to know the full circle about what you're helping with, not just the first thing that they offer you, the first bit of information. Overall, though, you know, 2014 does look like to be a year where you have to set some healthy boundaries and not be willing to defend them. It also looks to be a year where your strength is in your stability around you that you've created. I don't see a whole lot of turbulence except for people trying to get more help from you than you can really give. And, you know, that really needs to be your focus this year. I can help people, but I can't help people at my own cost where I suffer. I like to tell people when this comes up, I like to tell them, okay, let's say you have a child. You got $5, I guess it is now, almost for a gallon of milk, okay? And you go in and you see a gentleman holding a sign, we'll work for food. Are you going to give that $5 to him or are you going to go in and get your milk? I would get the milk, pour him a glass of milk on the way out of the parking lot and say, here, have some milk. You know,
right.
Then you still take care of your responsibilities, your priorities, but you're also able to help. It may just be a cup of milk, but if they're really that hungry, they will be thankful for it.
Mm. Do you see anything with the, I have a court case, I think, with my ex. Does that have anything to do with that?
That does. You know, don't bend over backwards for them. Try to set clear, healthy boundaries up front. Don't be afraid to say, no, that's not okay with me because I have to do this, that, and the other. You know, we'll have to work something else out with you. You know, and he's definitely a person who likes to control situations and people. Definitely. And,
yeah.
You know, that's a very hard thing to break free of. You know, and it's a little codependency there, too. And honestly, you know, the court case goes well in your favor, but it's important to be clear from that point forward and during that process. Clear about what you want, what you expect, what you need, and not let it don't give in on that stuff. Don't give in too much, because if you do, you know, you give them an inch to take a mile.
Yes. He's been like that. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be...
And I hear that. I know I've been very giving, and most of my life.
And, you know, that's a great asset, but it's also kind of a fault, too. If you give too much of yourself, you kind of lose yourself in the process.
Right.
You got to have that health boundary there.
Okay. I will work on that one. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, take care.
We have another caller here, which is area code 618. You're on with Amanda and Ozarks here. How are you?
Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. My name is Susan, and I was wondering if you see anything interesting for me this coming year.
Well, you definitely have everything in your life kind of ironed out the way you want it to be right now. You're stable, you're comfortable, you have your leisure time, your hobbies. You know, you can get what you need when you need it. Honestly, you know, the year ahead is not going to change too much for you. I do see a little bit of a vehicle problem probably in September. So, you know, it's preventative maintenance. If you get your car worked on, you know, ahead of time, you can prevent that. It's not something that has to be a huge issue or an inconvenient one even. It just, you know, it's catching
it
ahead of
time. I don't own a car.
What?
I don't own a car.
It could be your property, too. You know, any kind of property like that, car, house, boat,
yeah,
property. You know, but I don't see much instability or confusion at all ahead in the year for you. I think you pretty much have everything ironed out the way you like your life, and you like it to be just so. And, you know, not a whole lot's going to change. And that's not a bad thing.
No relationship.
Honestly, I don't see a whole lot of relationship changes either. I think you're kind of where you're going to be for a while. And honestly, you know, at this time, you know, you could have what I call stepping stone relationships, you know, something that's not too serious that gets you from point A to point B without feeling lonely. But they're not necessarily that stable, one-on-one connected relationship. I think that it's going to be at least another year before you get into that, unfortunately. Sorry, it's not better news. I mean, that doesn't mean you won't have experiences or friendships or bonds or connections during the time. It just means that it's not the stable one you're looking for.
I see. And what about my health?
I generally try not to do too much on health readings because of the fact that, you know, there's something better left for the doctors and trained professionals. You know, and because of that, I can't really help you.
Okay, I understand. I understand. Well, thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Thank you. All right, Ozarks here, that was our last call. We have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we end the show today?
I wish everyone a happy and blessed New Year and lots of great things to come your way. And if you would like to talk, you can contact me on Facebook. I'm Ozark Space Seer.
All right. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day. Take care. Blessings. Bye-bye.
I'm wide awake.